Good afternoon, I'm Dave Andrews with the latest edition of WIRY Local News. High today will be in the upper 50s, southwest winds 10 to 15, they'll gust to 25. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, low around 40. Thursday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy Thursday night, low around 40. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy Friday night, a 50% chance of rain, the low in the upper 30s. Partly sunny on Saturday, 50% chance of showers, high in the upper 40s. It'll be partly cloudy Saturday night, a 30% chance of rain, low in the mid-30s, and mostly sunny on Sunday with the high in the mid-50s. It's Wednesday, October 23rd, the 296th day of 2019. There are 69 days remaining in the year. State police arrested 28-year-old Kara O'Hara of Willsboro after she punched and kicked a victim during an altercation that occurred on October 10th in the Willsboro area. O'Hara also threatened the victim with a knife. The victim sustained bruising to her face. O'Hara was charged with criminal possession of a weapon third degree, a felony, assault third degree, and menacing third degree. She was arraigned in Willsboro Town Court, released on her own recognizance. State police conducted a traffic stop on the northbound lane of the Adirondack Northway in the town of Beekmantown on a car for failure to keep right. The operator, Johanne Boisclair, 41, of LaSalle, Quebec, was arrested for driving while intoxicated. Three children, ages 9, 11, and 13, were passengers in her vehicle. She refused to take a chemical test to determine her blood alcohol content. She was charged with three counts of aggravated DWI under Leandra's Law, a felony. She was arraigned in the town of Beekmantown Court, sent to Clinton County Jail on $2,500 cash bail or $5,000 bond. Mark Lake, 31, of Plattsburgh, was arrested on Route 3 on a charge of criminal trespass. He was given a court appearance ticket. 63-year-old Frederick French from Lion Mountain was charged with assault third degree. His bail status not available. Stéphane Pellissier, 30, of North Providence, New Jersey, was arrested in the town of Champlain for criminal possession of a controlled substance seventh degree and unlawful possession of marijuana. He was given court appearance tickets. Emmett Coonrod, 47, from Westport, was charged with driving while intoxicated, having a BAC over the limit, and aggravated unlicensed operation. He was released after posting cash bail. A death in the news, Diane Crawford, 74, of Saranac, died on Sunday at her home. Relatives and friends may call on Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. at St. Alexander's Church in Morrisonville. A mass will follow at 11 a.m., committal prayers and burial in the Church of the Assumption Cemetery in Redford. Donations in her memory may be made to hospice. Arrangements in care of the Hamilton Funeral Home, Mannix Road in Peru. To offer an online condolence, visit hamiltonfuneralhome.com. Susan Stevens, 71, of Plattsburgh, passed away on Monday at her home. Calling hours will be this Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Brown Funeral Home in Plattsburgh. A mass will be celebrated on Saturday at 9 a.m. at Our Lady of Victory Church. Donations may be made to hospice. Arrangements entrusted to the Brown Funeral Home, Broad Street, Plattsburgh. Online condolences may be offered at brownfuneralhomeinc.com. Jury selection underway in the fourth sex crimes trial for a former Vermont lawmaker. Details on that story coming up.
The corn stalks are thick and spooky at the Tucker Farms. It's nearing Halloween and time is almost up. Visit the corn maze with the $1 million view before it closes for this year. One of the best family-friendly fall attractions in New York State, Great Adirondack Corn Maze in Gabriel's, is open right now. Thursday through Sunday from 12 noon to dusk with flashlight nights. Friday and Saturday, dusk to 10 p.m. Adults $10, $8 young folks, 5 to 13, and little ones under 4 are free. Group rates are available, and Fearful Fright Night is Saturday, October 27th. On that day only, we will close at 4 p.m., and no one is allowed into the maze until 7 p.m. Look for the Red Barn on the Hobart Road. Check out Tucker Farms and Gabriel's on tuckertaters.com. We also have lots of pumpkin squash, gourds, corn stalks, and of course, potatoes for sale.
Home remodeling and cleanup projects are easier than ever when you order a temporary dumpster from Casella. Casella will estimate how much waste you have, recommend what size dumpster you will need, deliver it when you want it, and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. Enjoy the sense of accomplishment that comes from getting your project done. And it's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, call 1-800-CASELLA to order your temporary dumpster today.
Jury selection is underway in the fourth sex crimes trial for a former Vermont lawmaker. Former State Senator Norm McAllister was accused of setting up his tenant to have sex with an acquaintance to pay her electric bill. He was initially convicted, but he appealed, and the Vermont Supreme Court granted him a new trial. Charges were dismissed against McAllister in a sexual assault trial involving a different accuser who lied. That trial was declared a mistrial in April. McAllister was suspended from the Vermont State Senate and later lost a re-election bid in the 2016 primary. An Amish father who says childhood vaccines run counter to his family's religious beliefs is suing to overturn New York's ban on religious exemptions that let unvaccinated children attend school. Jonas Stolfus' lawsuit contends the law violates constitutionality-protected religious rights. He says he has been told that his three children will no longer be able to attend Cranberry Marsh School in Seneca County unless they're immunized. The state, in June, did away with religious exemptions for vaccines amid the worst measles outbreak in 27 years. That left more than 26,000 students who had the exemptions to either receive the shots or be homeschooled. His attorney says most students and teachers at the small private school are unvaccinated and that the school and others like it could be forced to close. Insurance companies must ensure that patients don't face higher out-of-pocket costs when receiving emergency care under a new state law. The governor recently signed the legislation. He said it's ridiculous to expect someone facing a life-or-death situation to check if a hospital is part of their hospital insurance network. The law also says hospital charges for emergency services are subject to an independent dispute resolution process. Cuomo said the bill went into effect immediately. And a new law in New York allows breastfeeding mothers to delay jury duty for up to 2 years. The law was signed Monday by the governor. It requires mothers who want to postpone jury duty to submit a note from a physician. Jury duty can't have already been postponed or excused. The National Conference of State Legislatures says 17 other states have similar laws. Assembly member Marcos Crespo said the bill protects maternal and child health while allowing people to fulfill their civic duty at a later time. New York's Attorney General accusing ExxonMobil of lying to investors about how profitable the company will remain as governments impose stricter regulations to combat global warming. The lawsuit, which was set to go to trial, claims the Texas energy giant kept two sets of books to make the company appear more valuable to investors. Exxon denied the allegations, calling them politically motivated, and said the company looks forward to being exonerated in court. At stake is how much value investors will see in oil and gas companies once the impact of climate change and the stepped-up efforts to curb it become more apparent. The Bureau of Prisons has started photocopying inmate letters at some federal correctional centers to combat smuggling of synthetic narcotics like K2. The agency said the program is being implemented at a number of facilities that are impacted by the increased introduction of synthetic drugs. Officials did not provide details on the specific U.S. jails and prisons where the program is being implemented. The agency would not say how many staff members are being assigned to make photocopies of incoming mail or whether they're removing correction officers to perform that task. The Bureau of Prisons has been plagued by chronic staffing shortages and by violence for years. It's come under increased scrutiny since billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein took his life behind bars in August. The state is reminding everyone that now is the time to get a flu shot.
The New York State Department of Health recommends that anyone over 6 months of age get a flu vaccination to protect themselves and others during the upcoming flu season. Adults age 65 years and older, people with certain chronic medical conditions, young children, and pregnant women are among those at highest risk for serious flu complications, which may require hospitalization and could result in death. Since the flu virus can spread through coughing or sneezing, it is especially important for family members and people who have regular contact with high-risk individuals to be vaccinated. Getting a flu shot only takes a few minutes and continues to be the best way to help prevent the spread of flu among family members, friends, and coworkers. Vaccines are safe and effective, and it is very important for all New Yorkers to get vaccinated, even when you're not at high risk. Over the last 4 years, there have been a total of 25 pediatric flu-associated deaths in New York State and an average of 16,018 flu-related hospitalizations each year. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, adults over the age of 65 should take additional precautions. Seek medical advice early to see if you need treatment with antiviral drugs. These medications are most effective when given early. Get a pneumococcal vaccine. People who are 65 years of age and older and get the flu are at risk for developing pneumonia. In addition to getting a flu shot, all New Yorkers are reminded to practice good hand hygiene. Wash your hands often with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds to protect yourself from germs and avoid spreading them to others. Carry an alcohol-based hand sanitizer to use when soap and water are not available. Choose a product with at least 60% alcohol. Do not cough or sneeze into your hands. Instead, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue.
Snacks are considered to be bad for a proper diet, but we learn in today's Health Minute that's not necessarily so.
A healthy snack can provide energy in the middle of the day and keep you from overeating at mealtime. So try these healthy snack hacks. First and foremost, avoid the junk food. If you have to keep sugary snacks in your home, put them where they're hard to see or reach. Don't spend money on pre-packaged snacks. Buy healthful choices in bulk and divide out your portions yourself at home. This will keep you from eating too much at one time. It also allows you to tailor your snacks to your specific health needs, like subbing in unsalted nuts in homemade trail mix. Give your veggies a kick with healthy dips or spreads like hummus or tzatziki. Try to vary your vegetables to include green, red, and orange options. Bring your ready-to-eat snacks with you so you have power over your snack choices. Stock up on whole fruits like bananas, apples, and oranges. They're easy to throw into a bag and provide natural sugars rather than the processed kind. And give yourself a nutrient blast by combining food groups, yogurt and berries, apples and peanut butter, or whole grain crackers with turkey and avocado. For today's Health Minute, I'm Kim Utterson.
Stocks are coming off a down day. Some companies with strong earnings, though, included Procter & Gamble, Sherwin-Williams, and United Technologies. McDonald's and Hasbro, the toy maker, each missed. The Dow was down 39 points. Wall Street's watching these executive moves. The CEO of Nike stepping down, the CEO of Under Armour stepping down, and Boeing has replaced its head of commercial airplanes as the company reels from the grounding of the 737 MAX jets. Boeing reports quarterly results later this morning. Wall Street's not expecting much. Disney Plus is free for Verizon customers for a year. That's a streaming service. The Food Network taking signups for live cooking class subscriptions with its Food Network Celebuchefs. Home prices overheating again, causing buyers to turn away. Sales of existing homes fell last month after 2 months of gains. On today's watch list, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testifies on Capitol Hill.
Hi, the local sports schedule. Let the playoffs begin. Section 7 High School Soccer's playoffs got underway last night, and what a night it was. PHS down Peru in penalty kicks to advance, and girls' Class B action tied at 2 after regulation. The Lady Hornets won the shootout 4-1 to advance to Friday's game against Beekmantown at 5 p.m. in Shazee. Elsewhere in Class C, first-round play, Northern Adirondack doubled up Ticonderoga 2-1, with Maddie Seguin scoring the game winner. Lake Placid was home, and they shut out Seton Catholic 2-0. Mariah overpowered Saranac Lake 4-0. CVAC High School Volleyball, Peru behind Marie Higgins, downed Al Sable Valley in 3 straight sets. Northern Adirondack had their hands full with Northeastern Clinton, but prevailed in 3 sets. And Beekmantown shut out Lake Placid 3-0. College soccer, junior midfielder Cameron Richards scored his first 2 goals of his collegiate career to help the Plattsburgh State men's soccer team extend its winning streak to 6 games with a 4-0 shutout victory over SUNY Canton in a non-conference match. Richardson scored his first 2 collegiate goals and added an assist for a career-high 5 points in last night's game. Plattsburgh, which is tied with SUNY Oneonta for first place in the SUNYAC Athletic Conference standings with 18 points, returns to SUNYAC play at SUNY New Paltz this Friday afternoon. Cardinals conclude their regular season with a conference match at Oneonta this Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, the Plattsburgh State women's volleyball team gave St. Lawrence University all it could handle, but the Cardinals did come up short in an upset 3-2. Plattsburgh drops to 7-16 overall with the loss. Next hosts Buffalo State in the State University of New York Athletic Conference match this Friday afternoon, starting at 6. Prior to the match, the Cardinals will honor their two seniors, setter Brianna Kuhn and outside hitter Megan Hyde, as part of Senior Night. Washington Nationals have opened the World Series by stealing home field advantage from the Houston Astros. Juan Soto drove in 3 runs. Max Scherzer provided a gritty effort on the mound as the Nationals held off the Astros 5-4. Soto delivered a solo home run and a 2-run double, while the Nats were turning a 2-0 deficit into a 5-2 lead against Gerrit Cole.
To change the eye level of the hitters. Third youngest player, as you saw, to hit cleanup in a World Series, and he just cleaned up. Wow. Pitch was up, the game is tied, and that's up onto the railroad track atop the wall and left. Runner at first will go, that's Rendon. That's well hit into left field, back and off the wall. One run scores, here comes Rendon. He'll score 2. And the Nationals now lead by 3. Soto delivers again.
Ryan Zimmerman sparked Washington's comeback with a second inning home run. Adam Eaton put the Nationals ahead to stay with a run scoring single in the 5th, 2 batters before Soto widened their lead. Cole suffered his first loss in 26 starts since May 22nd against the Chicago White Sox. He had entered the game 3-0 with a 0.40 earned run average in the postseason before surrendering 8 hits over 7 innings. Game 2 is set for tonight in Houston. Astros look to Justin Verlander to help them tie the series. Stephen Strasburg will pitch for the Nationals. The Toronto Raptors raised their first NBA championship banner last night and received their rings before clawing their way to an overtime victory over New Orleans. The Raptors closed on an 8-0 run to earn a 130-122 victory in the league's first game of the season. Kyle Lowry scored 22 points, including a pair of free throws that put Toronto in the lead for good. In the only other game played last night in the NBA, the Los Angeles Clippers defeated the Lakers 112-102. Meanwhile, on the ice in the National Hockey League, Boston doubled up Toronto 4-2. In overtime, Buffalo defeated San Jose 4-3. It was Florida over the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-2. In overtime, Arizona down the Rangers 3-2. Vancouver skated to a 5-2 victory, beating Detroit. Minnesota over the Oilers by the score of 3-0. Nashville beat Anaheim 6-1. Los Angeles over Winnipeg 3-2. Vegas in overtime beat Chicago 2-1. And Washington down the Flames by the score of 5-3. Hall of Fame cornerback Willie Brown has died at the age of 78. There's no cause of death when the Hall of Fame made the announcement, but Brown had been dealing with cancer. Al Davis acquired Brown for the Raiders in a 1967 trade with Denver and one of the best moves he made during his Hall of Fame career running that franchise. In the local sports schedule today, boys, the Section 7 playoffs get started. First round action. Class B, number 5-seeded Beekman Town will be in town to battle the 4-seeded Hornets of PHS. Game time is slated for 6 o'clock. Class C play, number 5, All Sable Valley will be on the road to number 4, Seton Catholic. Game time is set for 3 o'clock. Girls soccer, Section 7, Class D, quarterfinals. Number 1 ranked Shazy hosts number 8 Crown Point this evening starting at 6. Well, it's playoff time for local football teams. Join us this Friday night from Peru when we bring you the game between the Indians and the Hornets of Plattsburgh High School. That game will get underway with Rob Knowles and Steve Chris in the pregame show starting at approximately 7:20 right here on your sports leader. And Cardinal hockey. Yeah, it's that time again. Cardinals will be in action at home this coming Saturday evening in an exhibition game against the Thoroughbreds of Skidmore College. Our action coverage gets underway at 6:40 live from the Stafford Ice Arena. And New York Giant football. The Giants will be on the road this Sunday in Michigan when they meet the Detroit Lions. Join us following the 12:30 edition of Wiry Local News from Ford Field right here on your Giant Station. And that is a look at sports.
High today will be in the upper 50s. Southwest winds 10 to 15. They'll gust to 25. Partly cloudy overnight tonight. Low around 40. Thursday, partly sunny. High in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy Thursday night. Low around 40. Friday, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers. High in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy Friday night. A 50% chance of rain. The low in the upper 30s. Partly sunny on Saturday. 50% chance of showers. High in the upper 40s. It'll be partly cloudy Saturday night, a 30% chance of rain, low in the mid-30s, and mostly sunny on Sunday with the high in the mid-50s. That's the latest edition of Wiry Local News on this Wednesday. Have a great evening. I'm Dave Andrews.